down the freeway with a rag top down. I got a shuffle on the radio with Brad and Bass sound. I got two blind squirrels in the morning, two blind squirrels at night. Oh yeah, two blind squirrels in the morning. Radio on demand, it's all right.
Today on the show, we have special guest in studio, Miss Skeeter McFadden.
Hello.
Two blind squirrels in the morning, people radio on demand, it's all right.
All right, all right, all right. And we are in the studio with Skeeter McFadden, as promised. We also are starting a new series today with Skeeter. Are you excited?
Yes.
It's called My Favorite Candy Bar, or some other name that we're going to come up with in a minute. But anyway, so what we're going to do is Helen made a comment to me the other day that she doesn't have a favorite candy bar. I said, what's your favorite candy bar? I don't know.
Yes, I do know.
Well, she does know now. But at the time, you didn't. Yeah. So I decided to make it a game where every week we would try a new candy bar. Okay, a candy bar that
and
she...
And today I'm trying a payday.
A payday. Today is payday.
No, it isn't.
No. She's going to try a payday. So, we're a little excited about that, aren't we?
Yeah.
Yes. And we're going to try the payday, and then she's going to rate it from 1 to 10, and then when we're done, she has to pick her favorite candy bar of all the ones that she's
Which
rated.
Which might be a long time.
It might be a while, there's a lot of candy bars out there.
Yes, there is.
Now, I don't think we're going to do like
100 candy bars.
No, we're not going to do like, you know, dark Mars with, you know, with almonds. We'll do Mars, the standard Mars bar, the standard sneaker bar, you know, the standard Reese's, that kind of thing. So that's kind of the plan. The
yes.
Classic candy bars.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I want to take a picture of you. So hold up the payday next to your face there. All right, let me get a picture of you in the payday. All right, I'll try to put that
Are
on
you
the,
gonna do that every week?
Maybe. So now we'll try to put that out on the No. It's not time to taste it yet. First you need to tell our listeners of what it looks like and what it smells like.
Are those peanuts?
Yes, those are peanuts.
Okay. They have peanuts and caramel. I think that's all.
What color is it?
It's brown.
Brown, okay.
Dark and light brown.
Okay. And what does it look like? I mean, does it look like anything familiar to you?
I sort ate of, just plain peanuts before. And I ate caramel with an apple.
So it looks like a giant booger with peanuts wrapped around it?
No.
Can't think of anything?
I can think of tasting apples and the caramel and peanuts, just plain peanuts.
Oh, yeah, that's true, because you've eaten apples and caramels before, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, now what does it smell like?
It smells like chocolate, but there's no chocolate.
That's weird.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Maybe the caramel.
Maybe
is
the caramel
chocolate.
Is. Maybe the caramel's what's smelling like that. Okay, have you ever had a payday before?
I don't think so.
Okay. Or if you have, you don't remember, huh?
No.
Okay. Well, why don't you give a good bite out of that payday there? Mm-hmm. This is our favorite part of the show. Go ahead. Hurry up. All right. Oh, okay. So there she goes. She's chewing. She's still smiling, so I think it's a good thing. Okay. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Laugh into the microphone, please. Okay. It takes a while because it's a chewy candy bar, isn't it? We can hear you smacking.
Okay.
Okay. You need a drink, don't you? Wash it down?
Yes. I'm thirsty, too.
Okay. We'll get you a drink in just a minute. Okay. So...
it's kind of crunchy and kind of chewy.
Crunchy, the nuts are crunchy on the outside. But there's no cookie in the middle or anything, right?
No.
No, okay.
It tastes good.
It tastes good, okay.
I won't tell you the number yet.
Okay.
You
like the caramely in the middle, or is it peanut butter? Is it peanut buttery? Or is it more candy-ish?
Well, the wrapper said it is caramel.
Okay.
So I'm believing it's caramel or peanut butter.
I don't think it's peanut butter, but it's got peanuts on the outside. So I just wondered if it tasted peanutty, or does it taste caramely, or does it is it a, which does the caramel overpower the peanuts, or
it tastes sweet?
It's sweet.
With the caramel.
Can you taste the peanuts at all?
No.
No. So the caramel is it's more caramel, and then the peanuts just kind of give it a crunch, huh?
You can kind of taste the salt.
Peanuts. So it's a little salty. Okay. Mm-hmm. That's good.
But it's sweet.
Mmm. So sweet and salt. Sweet and salty. That's an interesting combination. So then what did you think of the overall candy bar? Good or bad?
I would say good.
Okay. And on a scale of 1 to 10, where are we going to rate the payday? I'll write this down so we keep track of it.
What's an 8 again? An 8.
An 8? Mm-hmm. Well, a 10 is the best. Mm-hmm. A 1 is the least, and a 5 is right in the middle. So you kind of have to give it your own, you know, 10 is the best ever that you could possibly imagine. 1 is like, I don't even like it at all. 5 is like, eh.
8.
You're going to give it an 8. Okay, so 8's pretty high score. All right, so we're going to give the payday an 8. Is there anything about it you didn't like?
No.
No?
No.
Sure?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, payday and 8, a score of 8.0 for the payday. So, it's a fun game? It's a fun game because you get to eat candy.
Yeah.
All right. Well, so, do you think it would go better with a Coke or milk?
Coke. Because it doesn't really taste like a cookie. So
if a candy bar tasted more like a cookie, you would want milk with it. Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
See, I prefer, like, if I'm having a chocolatey candy bar, I would prefer to have milk with it.
Yes, because the chocolate tastes good in the milk.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But it's not really chocolatey, so.
So I would say it needs a Coke. Okay. Well, that's good to know.
It can't have caffeine in it.
Yeah, it can't have caffeine if Skeeter's going to drink it. Although, Skeeter did get for Halloween, she got a Mountain Dew. Mountain Dew has the most caffeine of any soft drink. So tomorrow morning, we are going to try an experiment and see if we can bend time. And we're going to give Helen her Mountain Dew that she got for Halloween. And she's going to drink that, and maybe she will explode. But we're going to see what
and
happens.
I won't get to do this show.
There's a possibility that she might just, like, fall over and pass out, because that has been known to happen. Some kids who are hyper already, you're not really that hyper already. But some kids that are over hyper, when you give them caffeine, sometimes it makes them, like, really calm down.
Oh, God.
Do you have kids in your class that are really hyper? Don't mention names, just yes or no.
No.
Not really? Not any over hyper kids that need a Coke? Do some kids drink Cokes for lunch?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Brennan.
Really? He brings a Coke for lunch every day?
Not every day, but sometimes.
What do you drink for lunch?
It depends.
Depends on what?
If I get a drink or not.
Oh. You don't always get a drink?
No.
What happens if you don't get a drink?
You get water or milk.
Okay, so you have water or milk there to drink?
And if it's pizza, you get Coke or something.
Oh, they have, like, liters of Coke? What does mom put in there for you to drink?
Like, there's these lemonade, you know? We got lemonade.
In a thermos? Or?
No. You know the lemonade?
In a pouch?
Oh. In the pouch.
Oh, in a pouch. Respect the pouch.
Yeah.
So, talking about Coke and milk and lemonade makes you thirsty, huh? Anything else you'd like to say to the nice folks before we leave?
Vas con Dios.
Is that all?
I love you.
You love them or you love me?
You.
Oh, me. Okay. All right. Well, she said Vas con Dios, so I guess that's all there is today. We appreciate you coming by. If you like the game, if you'd like to say anything to Skeeter Pie, we're not going to take calls on the show, but if you would, if you'd like to send her a message, you know, then let her know or encourage her or tell her that, give her some pointers or advice or suggest a candy bar, perhaps. And we're only going to do classic candy bars. Okay. You can send a message to comments at twoblindsquirrels.com. Put Helen, or put Skeeter. Put Skeeter in the subject, okay?
Put Skeeter in the subject. Yes, put Skeeter.
In the subject line. And I'll be sure that she gets to read it, okay?
Okay.
Comments at twoblindsquirrels.com. Skeeter in the subject. All right. And I'll make a rule and make sure that that gets to her. Okay. Thank you for joining us. You already Vials can deal, so I guess we're done.
Vials can deal. Again.
Two Blind Squirrels is a proud member of My Life Ministries, a community of believers that views the everyday Christian life as a ministry and seeks to encourage Christians in their daily walk with Christ. For more information, please visit mylifeministries.org.